Good morning, everyone. My name is Lauren Wilson, and as was mentioned earlier, I'm representing Military Health at Booz Allen Hamilton, and I'm going to be talking to you this morning about the Real Warriors campaign. And I have no disclosures to share. Okay, so we have a couple of learning objectives listed up here. So today we're going to be talking about how to utilize social marketing best practices to engage with the military and encourage them to seek care for psychological health concerns. We're going to discuss the benefits of using digital platforms to connect with military audiences, and then also touch on ways that healthcare providers can also help with this strategy and encourage this help-seeking behavior as well. So, what is the Real Warriors campaign? We are a public awareness multimedia campaign that encourages service members, veterans, and military families to seek care for psychological health concerns. So things like depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, suicidal ideation, things of that nature. And we're an integral part of the Defense Department's overall effort to eliminate the stigma that is associated with seeking care for these types of conditions. So as a service member, you are a warrior and you are very strong, and you feel as if you are tough enough to overcome any challenge. And there's a perception that having psychological health concerns is a weakness and something that you don't want to discuss or work through, something that you may be able to overcome yourself, and we know that that's not true. And so this campaign was initially launched as an anti-stigma campaign in 2009, and we continue to sort of evolve as we see the stigma somewhat reduced but not completely, and focus on things like health literacy and so on to really educate our audiences on the signs and symptoms of these concerns and what they can do to get help and treatment. Our target audience primarily is, the meat of our target audience are active duty service members 18 to 24. So again, this is a challenging group to work with. They're young, they're healthy, and they feel invincible. So it can be very challenging to sort of penetrate preconceived notions and beliefs about seeking this type of care. But we also know that more than 2 million service members have been deployed since September 2001, and 30% of those are coping with psychological health concerns or traumatic brain injury. So there's definitely a need to address these audiences. I talked about this a little bit already, about the historical context, but our goals continue to evolve. These are our main ones right now. So educating and reducing misperceptions about psychological health, fostering a culture of support for psychological health, to promote the belief that seeking help is a sign of strength, and educating audiences how to seek care, promote those support systems for service members and their families, so letting them know that they can seek care in a number of ways or take care of themselves in a number of ways, talking to a peer, talking to their line leader, talking to their spouse, talking to their parents, that sort of thing, and then empower that behavior change through the promotion of self-efficacy. The campaign is based on the health belief model, which motivates people to take positive health actions to avoid negative health consequences. So this makes sense for us. For example, if you're coping with a psychological health concern, that can affect your ability to perform as a warrior. It can put your fellow service members at risk. It can put your career at risk. And so we sort of talk about the ways that seeking help is a sign of strength and how it benefits the service member, the veteran, or the military family member. At the beginning of the campaign, we did some formative research to really get greater insights into these audiences to design our communications tactics. And what we learned is that service members want to see personal examples of people like them who have received psychological health care or support and are maintaining successful military careers. Something that, you know, is a concern is that if you disclose that you've received mental health treatment, you know, that could affect your ability to get a clearance or, you know, a specific type of mission. So we use real servicemen and women to deliver the messages to dispel those myths and say how their lives have improved as a result of getting care. But they want to see success, so, you know, I'm back with my unit, I'm still in command, I needed help, I got help. And they want to see themselves, so, you know, people of their own rank, of their own service branch, of their own gender. So we try to utilize a vast array of what a service member would look like, a veteran would look like, or a military family member would look like to deliver these messages. So the major elements of the campaign, we're anchored by our website, realwarriors.net, and this houses a lot of information. We've got it organized, you can see a screenshot, by audience type. So active duty, guard and reserve, veterans, families, and health professionals to make it easy for folks to navigate. We have a number of articles that address different types of psychological health concerns or ways to get help. We also feature a number of multimedia products. So we have a number of videos featuring those real servicemen and women that I mentioned before, telling their personal stories. We also have them in public service announcement format. And we are also new this year. We're working on some video shorts and motion graphics videos that are shorter. One we just launched was to teach service members how they can get care at a military treatment facility. So as I was talking about, we have 12 what we call Real Warriors profilees who we work with to tell their stories. We utilize them in news media, in print features, and so on, so that people can really see those true stories. We have 17 PSAs, and those PSAs and videos are also available for download for free, so people can incorporate them into trainings and presentations to further perpetuate our key messages. And now we're going to watch one of those PSAs now. Hopefully. Or not. And I can show it. I do have the DVD, but maybe I'll wait until the end of the presentation to see if we have time. But this PSA is part of our new I Can, I Will mini campaign. And so it features a variety of service members, veterans, and military families talking about how they can and they will seek care, support each other, things of that nature. I'm not sure if any of you had a chance to stop by the poster presentations yesterday, but my colleague Barbara Blue, who's in the room, actually presented a poster that primarily focused on our mobile app. This is an online photo sharing peer-to-peer support app. So service members have the opportunity to upload photos, apply a filter, you know, very similar to an Instagram platform per se. Instead of liking a photo, you can salute the photo, and it's also very easy for you to share that on your Facebook page or through your Twitter account, so on. And also in the app, you have the ability to connect to a number of 24/7 resources. So the Military Crisis Line, we have a 24/7 outreach center, things of that nature. So it's to feel a sense of community and to see and support your fellow service members, but we also can connect them to those psychological health resources if they need them or are feeling so inclined. And that the app right now is available for Apple products, but we also have a responsive website, so Android users and other smartphone users can access all of the content and upload and engage there as well. We have a very robust social media presence on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Scribd. I would say that this is one of the most important areas where we directly engage with our target audiences. For example, we've had several instances where people who follow us on Facebook and Twitter have actually posted messages where they are reaching out for help, they're in crisis. And so we have responded and connected them with the resources they need so that they can get treatment and do not harm themselves as a result of some of these psychological health concerns. And overall, we've engaged with 1.1 million unique individuals through our social media efforts specifically. We have a partnership network. We have over 230 partners who are either federal, military, or nonprofit organizations with like-minded goals. We exchange information, they promote our messaging, and we promote theirs. So that's just another way that we're able to expand our network and connect with our audiences. We have a number of campaign materials, including infographics, brochures, posters, and they're all available for free through our online shopping cart. So you can download them, order them, we'll ship them in any quantity anywhere in the world, which is great. We actually just hit a campaign milestone last week. We've disseminated 2 million pieces of material since the campaign launched in 2009. So even though we are, you know, in a digital world, we are still seeing a very high demand for actual tangible print products. Results and learning. So because of the stigma that I talked about earlier, we have really tried to create an environment where service members feel like they aren't being tracked. So we want them to be anonymous. We want them to know that it's a confidential space. So we don't track a lot of demographic data, which makes it a challenge for us to really show behavior change. So what we track is behavioral intent. And we're actually getting ready to launch a button on our website, a sort of a Seek Help Now button, so we can see if people click the button and come to a landing page with specific resources, you know, how often they're doing that, are we going to see a spike in certain resources and utilization and that kind of thing. So we can show that, you know, there is an intent to seek care after viewing our materials and content specifically. But I don't know if we'll ever be able to directly say that unless we get specific feedback from a service member who said, I watched your video and then I decided to get treatment. So that's something that we continue to struggle with, but we do collect any and all communications metrics available. So we know our impressions, we know, you know, the reach of our audience, things of that nature. But these Army reports in recent years have shown that stigma is starting to go away, if not completely, and so that is promising and lets us know that we're hopefully contributing to those efforts. Okay, thanks. And then this is the last slide. You know, we also rely on healthcare providers to help engage our target audiences, and we encourage them to use our materials to do so. And so they can monitor social media channels. They can share our resources, you know, encourage their patients to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and then they can cross-promote our website and our mobile app and our materials. They can keep them in their offices, use them as a talking point during treatment sessions, and things like that. That's it. If you have any questions, I guess we'll get to that at the end, or feel free to come up to me directly or send me an email. Thank you.